Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. At the time the New Testament was written, the people of the world were divided into two camps, Jews and Gentiles. The word Gentile, ethnos in the Greek, did not refer to a race or a nationality. The word simply meant nation or people, and encompassed everyone who was not a Jew. There was no in-between group. You were either a Jew or a Gentile. The people to whom Peter wrote his first epistle were Gentiles. These words from Peter's first epistle establish that fact. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. 1 Peter 4:3. Peter's words provide us with some insight into the unbelievably evil practices of the Gentile people. But there are numerous other scriptures which shed further light on the conduct of the Gentiles. Paul wrote as follows to the Ephesian Christians, most of whom had come from a Gentile background. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath even as others. Ephesians 2:1-3. Later in the same chapter, Paul wrote, wherefore remember that you, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. Ephesians 2:11-12. Peter wanted his Gentile readers to know that they were not to live as they did before they became New Testament Christians. Many of the Gentiles, although certainly not all of them, had committed the most violent acts. They had been devoted to all kinds of sexual immorality, premarital sex, adultery, incest, homosexuality, and pederasty. All one needs to do to confirm this fact that Paul and Peter were not exaggerating the moral condition of the Gentiles is to read any reputable history of the first century. Edward Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire provides an excellent commentary on the moral values of the Gentiles at Rome. Romans 1 gives us God's view of how the Gentiles were behaving during the years before the gospel was preached there. One cannot read the New Testament without understanding how God had changed the hearts of Gentiles at Rome, at Corinth, at Ephesus, and in other cities and communities. Paul asked the church at Corinth, do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? He admonished, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. The Gentiles at Corinth had wrought the will of the Gentiles. But a moral revolution had occurred in the lives of many of the Corinthians. They had been grossly immoral, but they were washed, they were sanctified, they were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God Almighty. 1 Corinthians 6:11. Do you know how the changes among the Corinthians took place? Paul preached the gospel of Jesus Christ to them, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Acts 18:8. They were converted by the power of God when they believed and obeyed the gospel. Thank you for listening today.